This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Bevion Wilson is the founder and director of operations for the Curvy Alliance, formerly known as Project Curve Appeal Movement, an organization dedicated to promoting, empowering, and educating full-figured women to celebrate their beauty and embrace their curves while living a healthy lifestyle. She is also the creator of Curvy Girl Slay Magazine, the official magazine for the Curvy Alliance. Known as Design Queen, she is a professional web and graphic designer with over 10 years of experience. Bevion has a mission to help develop female entrepreneurs and to unite, empower, educate, and entertain women worldwide. I have personally had the opportunity to work with Bevion over the years as a host of some of the events she produces for her organization, and I've used her as a graphic designer for some of my branding and advertising material. I highly recommend her work. She is very talented, easy to work with, and always delivers. Stay tuned towards the end of the show for a special deal exclusively for the Shanice Lewis Show listeners from the Design Queen. If you are building a brand of any kind, this will benefit you. But without further ado, let's welcome Bevion to the show. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Steve. How are you? Hi.
I'm here. How are you doing? Yes.
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me today.
So the Curvy Alliance is an international sisterhood, 11 years and counting, which you have developed programs, campaigns, projects, and events for. So for someone listening that has never heard of this organization before, tell us what it's all about.
Okay. Well, the Curvy Alliance first started off when as an organization and movement called Project Curve Appeal. It's a multicultural organization dedicated to promoting and empowering and educating full-figured women, teaching them to celebrate their beauty, enhance their fashion style and curves, as long as they're living a healthy lifestyle. We also are committed to serving and empowering the plus-size woman on a global scale, and really developing sisterhood and encouraging women to support each other through the different platforms there are in the industry, the different industries that there are, because there's not enough women empowerment going around nowadays.
And when you talk about the Curvy Alliance, you like to emphasize that it is an organization. Now, why do you have to emphasize that? Because sometimes people misunderstood the concept.
Okay. Well, okay. So again, we're a multi-chapter organization. We have chapters in different cities, and members all around the world. But they still are referred to as, you know, the different chapters of Curve Appeal, this, Curve Appeal, that, for example, Curve Appeal Chicago or Curve Appeal Boston or Curve Appeal Macon or Curve Appeal Columbus, Georgia. But on a national scale, what we consider ourselves name-wise and brand-wise is an alliance of their different women's groups. It's not just the women in our organization, Project Curve Appeal, but we also collaborate with women in different organizations and groups and businesses. So that's why, hence, Curvy Alliance. Now, there is another organization out there that's a nonprofit that refers themselves as Curvy Alliance. So not to confuse the two, ours is Curvy Alliance, our website, curvyalliance.com, and our Facebook, facebook.com/Curvy Alliance. That's you'll find us there. But yeah, we are an organization or a movement or a sisterhood. We're definitely not like an event or a nonprofit organization at this time.
Got it. So under Curvy Alliance, you have a lot of projects and initiatives. Now, one of them, as I mentioned in your intro, is you're very passionate about building female entrepreneurs. And one of your initiatives is the Boss Up Queen movement. Now, tell us about that.
Okay. So my goal for years now has just been to provide, use my talents to provide resources for women that need them. And a lot of women are looking for a home for different things, whether it be a place to shine, a place to have a photo shoot and develop a portfolio, a place where they can come to an event and get empowered, a place where they can come and learn about different things in the modeling industry. Also, a place where they can learn how to start a business and to get access to tools and resources to help them start a business on a budget. So the Boss Up Queen movement, is my goal is to any woman out there that wants to start a business, a brand, to basically provide them with different events, workshops, training materials, resources, and services that can help them in achieving the goal of becoming their own boss.
So the Boss Up Queen movement is open to the public. You don't have to be a part of the organization?
Absolutely not. This Boss Up Queen movement is essentially like a separate movement in itself. It's for geared towards any female current or future entrepreneur. We definitely feature within the movement anyone that is a member of the Curvy Alliance by default is automatically a member of the Boss Up Queen movement if they want to be. But anyone on the outside that wants to become a part of the Boss Up Queen movement doesn't necessarily have to join the Curvy Alliance to do so. So that there is an option there. But anyone that joins any organization, movement, group that is a part of me and my Pink City brand is automatically a part of our Pink City Sisterhood. So all of our different projects and divisions, they all fall under Pink City Sisterhood. So that's one thing we're very proud of and wanted to make sure we mentioned.
So you also have specific events for the Curvy Alliance coming up in 2019 and some plan for 2020. So these specific Curvy Alliance events, are those open to the public or those for membership only?
Okay, so if you don't mind, let me just go over after our a few of them so I can explain. One is within our Curvy Alliance, we have a campaign called Curvy Girls Slay. And we have a magazine within that campaign. And within the magazine, we do different multi-city chapter shoots around the country for the both the members of the Curvy Alliance. But we also give the opportunity for people that are not a part of the organization to come in and host a shoot in their city to rep their city, if you will. So one of the events that we promote is like the multi-city photo shoot tour. Outside of that, we're going to be meeting up in Vegas October 4th through the 6th this year, and we're calling it the Curvy Alliance Vegas Takeover for anyone within the organization, any family and friends of anyone that knows the sisters in the organization. So that's open to the public, assuming you know someone within a sisterhood. We're inviting you to join us in Vegas for a great time. This is Takeover Vegas. We're going to have a giant photo shoot in different parts of Vegas. We're going to we're going to be doing a lot of different model trainings and just fun activities. It's not going to be one of our formal conventions, but it's going to be like some micro events that we're going to be doing, and we would love for anyone to join us for that. Next, we also have in April 2020, April 3rd through the 5th to be exact, in Atlanta, we're going to coming together for our Curvy Girl Slay experience, which will feature our Curvy Icon celebration VIP dinner for the creator of the Curvy Fashionista, Marie Dene. We are honoring her as she's tech, she's technically our 2018 and 2019 recipient. So she got a 2-year bonus, so, but we're going to celebrate her in April of 2020. So she's doing a lot of things. We're honoring her for not only for her blog, but for her an amazing event that she puts together and a lot of other things that she's doing. And so she is going to be honored during that weekend. And we invite anyone that's open to the public to come and help us celebrate her in Atlanta, April 3rd through the 5th, 2020. During that weekend, we're also going to be doing celebrating my birthday, doing a giant slumber party and model camp, Model Me Experience and Leadership Summit for anyone that wants to learn how to, you know, any kind of training they need to be a boss within their business or even to run a chapter within our organization. That's something we call the Leadership Summit. And then last but not least, our main event that we're promoting right now is our next convention, which will be October 2nd through the 4th, 2020 in Miami next year. And that is called the I Heart Curb Appeal in Pink City Reunion Convention. And during that convention, it's going to feature our Rock the Runway Chapter Showdown, a Curvy Icon Award celebration for our 2020 recipient, Miss Nikki Mack of Diva Day International in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to have our Ultimate Face Camp Experience with Leadership Summit, our Curvy Girls Slay Magazine Beach Mega Shoot. And we are hoping and praying and trying to get you to come and be the host of that event. So we're working on that as well.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to say one more thing. Right after the convention, we're also trying to put together a cruise to take place so that once the convention's over on that Sunday, that anyone who wants to can stay one more night and then on Monday port with us for a 5-day cruise in the Caribbean cruise right there from Miami. So we're working on that. That's going to depend on how many people we can get together, but everything else is official. The cruise is tentative. Everything else is official.
So you just listed, what, about 4 or 5 events you have coming up that's already in the works. So do you have, like, a schedule of events anywhere where everybody can see the whole lineup online?
Okay, so on our website, Curvy Alliance, we generally put our events on there. I like to wait until we have specific details, like venues confirmed or whatnot. However, I've been outvoted, and we're going to go ahead and just add the lineup, the official lineup, onto the website this weekend. So we invite anyone starting July 1st and beyond to visit curvyalliance.com to go on there and pre-register for any events. You can actually go on there right now and subscribe to the mailing list so that you can be notified once we add the event details on there for the upcoming events. But it's curvyalliance.com.
And you briefly mentioned that at one of the events you were going to have a Curvy Icon recipient. Now, you've been doing that for a couple of years. Tell us why you thought it was important to honor some of the people in the Plus community doing positive things.
Okay. So I've been, like, detached from the whole industry thing since I started the organization. I'm not really, like, in the industry. I don't really attend a lot of events. I don't really attend any events in any industry, honestly, no matter what. I don't go to concerts. I'm just like a really reserved person, kind of shy, if you will. And so that doesn't mean that I don't notice what other people are doing and really admire and cherish and just appreciate what other people are doing to be trendsetters in their own different ways to myself and several of the women in my organization. So each year we try to choose at least one person that is shining, you know, in a major, amazing way what an icon would be doing in the Curvy industry. So, for example, some of the recipients in the past, our first ever recipient, me and you, actually, if I'm not mistaken, was that 2011 or 2012? I think it was 2011.
I think 11.
Yeah, 2011, you are the first ever Curvy Icon recipient because, I mean, I was just such a fan of you then and now and just impressed by everything you had going on. I just thought you're such a trendsetter, and I just really wanted to highlight and bring awareness to what you had going on and celebrate you So that's how the Curvy Icon recipient award part of our movement started. And so there was you, and we also honored Maddie from Plus Model Magazine, and we've also honored the beautiful Gwen DeVoe from Full Figure Fashion Week and the both signature events. And we're just very, very honored and blessed that you guys even let us honor you. And so we definitely really are looking forward to upcoming honorees celebrations as well. And I really wanted you to even, you know, if assuming that I'm going to claim it, that you're going to be there in Miami next year, I really wanted you to be a part of the award dinner along with Miss Nikki Mack, because you in the original, when we first started doing it, we weren't doing the dinner part of it for the recipients. I would love for you to be there to be honored as well at the dinner. So please keep that in mind too.
Okay. Will do. And now tell us about the Curvy Girl Slay magazine, which I think is an excellent concept because you did it so well.
Thank you. So the Curvy Girl Slay magazine is more like it's more like a newsletter, because it's not, I mean, when I could look at like an official magazine, I look at something, you know, something like a like Plus Model Magazine, that's like a magazine theme. Curvy Girl Slay, while we call it a mag, because that's what people look at it as, it's more like a digital newsletter to me that's highlighting things that's going on within our own movement and things that are going on within the industry based on what we can see and based on our partners and supporters, bringing awareness to that and giving people, women that wouldn't normally be have the opportunity to be featured in any kind of publication, the opportunity to shine and be, you know, have that spotlight moment. But it's something we're doing. We were trying to do it quarterly. We'd love to be able to get back to doing it quarterly, but right now it's like an annual thing. We're going to do it each year around October, between October and November. And but, you know, assuming that we get the partners that we're looking to start to establish, we would love to get that going to on a more quarterly basis in this upcoming year.
So right now, if you want to look at previous Curvy Girl Slay magazines, is there a place to look at like the archives?
Okay, so we have a website, curvygirlslay.com, but I just took it down because I'm revamping it because we have a lot of different people that we want to, that we have featured in the past that we want to do some different things with to spotlight their business even more. And that we're also preparing for our upcoming issue. So I took it down temporarily, but starting July 1st, the website for the CurvyAlliance.com will be updated. The website for the magazine, which is CurvyGoSlay.com, will be updated. And then even our online shop, iShopCurvy.com, which is up and running right now, but it'll have some additional designs and items added to it by July 1st as well. So we, again, invite anyone that's interested in following up with what we have going on to go on CurvyAlliance.com and subscribe to our mailing list. That way you'll be notified once the updates happen for the magazine, for the shop site, and for the upcoming events as well.
Now tell me about this lookbook and multi-city photo shoot you're doing. Now, I think, did we already mention this, or this is something separate that we need to talk about?
Okay, so the multi-city photo shoot is part of the Curvy Girl Slay campaign for the upcoming issue that we're doing for this year. The lookbook that we're doing, we are doing some more enhanced photo shoots that are going to feature a lot of the elites within the organization and affiliates within our that are people that are affiliated with the Curvy Alliance. We're doing photo shoots with them. We started actually earlier this year. We had our first shoot, and I believe it was like January. And we're going to take the images, the feature images from that shoot, along with the images that we're doing this summer, and putting them together to make this beautiful lookbook to give just basically give the models a platform and an opportunity to be featured on a much larger scale than they would on their own. But it's going to be a beautiful little compilation of the featured images showcasing their curve appeal within that, and then that'll be attached to our upcoming issue of the Curvy Girl Slay magazine 2019 edition as well.
And you currently have a national spokesmodel and chapter leader search. Now tell us, what are the qualifications and how do you apply?
Okay. So we are working on growing our organization, and we have always had a policy of quality over quantity. And in the past, we've had moments where we've had literally we've allowed online membership, free membership, where we reached like 1,000 members, and it was just a lot. And it was like you could tell that there was not necessarily people that were truly passionate about the mission and the movement. And while we have over 300,000 followers, when it comes to the people that are within the sisterhood, it's important that it's people that actually believe in the mission and that will live out the mission and promote the mission on an ongoing, you know, lifelong basis. So when it comes to who we're looking for spokesmodel-wise, it's not just about their looks, it's about their, you know, their heart and their soul and what they believe and what they're passionate about. And as well as the leaders, we want experienced leaders, people that have the ability to form a team and to manage a team and to promote, to host and coordinate events and promote and to fundraise and things like that. So we're trying to not just build our membership base, but put people in the positions that are best suited for their skills and abilities. So it's a case-by-case basis. I mean, we may meet someone that she's beautiful, she will make a great model look-wise, but if she just doesn't have the passion to be, you know, on the runway or on the front of the magazines or in the magazines or whatnot, but she's more on the behind-the-scenes level, then if she has leadership skills, maybe she would be a great chapter city manager or assistant city manager or model manager or membership coordinator. So what we're doing is asking anyone that's interested in being a part of our organization to go on curvyalliance.com and to submit their inquiry on there, and then we'll contact them individually and see where they best fit with, you know, would be the best fit within the organization.
And you're also seeking partners. Now tell us what kind of partnerships you're looking to have.
Okay. So with everything I've mentioned, whether it be our events, our magazines, our photo shoots, we are looking for strategic partners, and whether that be makeup artists and photographers and vendors to vend at our events and sponsors to sponsor our events. And we have, you know, a platform with a large following, and we want to start to maximize that and give people opportunities to be featured within our platform. And so we're just trying to develop strategic partnerships to grow both our platform and theirs as well. And so we're very flexible on the different opportunities. We're even open to custom partnerships. It doesn't have to be something that we've already pre-packaged, like our vendor opportunities or our advertising opportunities. But anyone looking for exposure for their businesses or their brands, we ask that they contact us at curvyalliance.com. And so we can talk to them also individually and see how we can best develop and have a mutually beneficial relationship.
So these partnerships are specifically for events or ongoing throughout the year just with the organization?
Both. We have some of them. For each of the events that I mentioned, we're going to have vendors and sponsors for those events. But we're also looking for, like, annual sponsors as well that, for example, when we do our next shirts for our campaigns, maybe their logo can be on our shirts. Or when we do our bags at our convention, maybe at our different events, maybe their materials can be in there. Or maybe they can have a hosted workshop at the events. or maybe they can be a part of our Model Me experience and have some kind of like, for example, one of the classes that we're trying to incorporate is Body Foundation 101. So, for example, a body foundation vendor would be, that'll be a great partnership that when we're doing our classes, they can come out and educate the women on the proper body foundation and proper bra wearing, and where we exclusively promote and use their foundation for that particular event, you know, or something like that. So this is a small example.
So we've talked about a lot of things today, and the reason you are able to do so much is because you have a skill set that is so broad. Today we've talked about events, or the organization, award ceremonies, magazines, photo shoots, merchandise, and you all do this with your skills that you have with Design Queen. Now, with Design Queen, you do web design, as well as branding, marketing, event production. Tell us a little bit about your services and your mission with Design Queen.
Okay. Well, initially, it was just for women, but I've since been, you know, asked and by several guys to help with their businesses and brands. But I am very passionate about creating. I'm a creative. Like I just love it. I'm the queen of creative, the design queen, all things fun and branding wise. And I just love helping people level up. And so I am a master at creating logos and flyers and business cards and brochures and websites and different things that just help people market their individual brands and their corporate and small business brands and even nonprofit organizations. So that's just one of the some of the things that I do, but I also have enhanced my services to now be offering brand management and business consulting and training, and even where I come into some people's businesses and help them recruit their teams and take a brand and franchise it, and even helping people that want to do private labeling and take products like hair and beauty products and makeup and have their own private lines and labels for them too. So I am the person you want to call, contact if you're looking to do anything to enhance your business or personal brand, or marketing, or even just want to get changed or enhance your online presence from social media to a phenomenal website.
And you are a one-stop shop, because even with like these 10 projects that we've talked about in this interview, you don't really have to hire anybody to do any of your projects, because you have the skills to do everything, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, of course, I have a team with my organization, so I don't have to do everything on my own, but I can do everything on my own. But I'm also out here trying to train other design queens too. I have a program called 81 Proteges where I'm trying to train other women to be able to do the different things that I can do. So not only to just grow their own individual brands, but to capitalize any kind of talent you have, I can help you monetize that. So I have that mentorship program. That's my own personal one called 81 Proteges as well. So I have a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot. But you have a special deal exclusively for the listeners today. Now tell us what this deal is and how to utilize it.
Okay, so one thing I have heard from a lot of some people, you know, is that they love my work, they love my they want to utilize my services, but they just can't quite afford my services, which is understandable. I know my worth and my price, and I stand by. However, so there's a couple things that I wanted to share. For example, I offer financing. and offer payment plans. In addition to that, for your listeners exclusively, for the next 72 hours, I'm going to offer $100 off of anyone that needs a website. I'm going to offer $200 off anyone that gets a website package. And I'm going to offer 20% off of any other service that anyone signs up for within the next 72 hours when they mention this interview.
Okay, so how do they mention the interview? Do they put a code in, or do they say, I heard you on the Shanice Lewis Show? How does it work?
Okay, so first of all, you can go and see my work and contact me. If you don't have Facebook, you can contact me through my website, which is bevion.com. And that's B as in boy, E as in Edward, V as in Victoria, I, Y as in your, A as in apple, N as in Nancy.com, bevion.com. If you go on there, you'll be able to see my portfolio and my pricing, and you'll be able to see my policies and even there's a chat feature on there. We can chat with me live directly through my website. But if you are on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook and message me in Messenger to say, let me know that you heard the interview and that you're interested in services. And we can go from there. To reach me on Facebook, I'm on Facebook privately as Bev Wilson, which is, you know, the direct link is FB, which stands for facebook.me/onedesignqueen. And then my business page on Facebook, where you can see several of my 5-star reviews and feedback from customers, including videos, is /Bevion. So it's facebook.com/Bevion. And that page name is Design Queen Bevion. So you can message me on either of those things, the website or either of my Facebook pages.
And you said this special deal is for 72 hours only. So today is Monday, June 24th. So this will go until when? Wednesday? Is that 72 hours?
Yeah, let's just take it until Wednesday night, midnight will be the deadline. So,
okay.
Is that a good or should we go to Thursday night?
Well, see, I'm not too good at math, so I didn't know it was 72 hours. It's 72 hours, 3 days.
All day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday. Let's go to Wednesday till midnight. By then, let me know that you heard this interview. And if you're willing to share, once Shanice and or I share the interview, if you can share it on your social media page, then I would love to offer you that deal and many more. And I promise you it would be worth it. Even if you just go on my website and see my work, I know you'll love it. And there's so many things I can do for you. Even if you don't need a website, I can do a flyer, a business card, a logo. I can print for you. I can help you set up a T-shirt line. I mean, I can really do anything to help you level up your brand.
Yes, yes. I highly recommend her. So jump on that deal. So we're going to wrap up this interview. But before you go, tell me, what is the ultimate goal with your career and brand?
Okay. I want to see, my ultimate goal is to see anyone that wants an opportunity to not have to work for other people, to want to just shine within themselves, to have that opportunity, to have the resources available to them that they're, you know, to not have to go and be waiting and saying, hey, I'm using, you know, I'm having to use these Vista print cards or whatever because I don't have the other resources or I can't afford it. So I'm trying to provide opportunities for people to level up in an affordable way. And within my system and organization, I'm trying to provide a platform for women to be empowered and have the opportunity to shine where they may not have otherwise had the opportunity to shine and to be connected to sisterhood because sisterhood is so powerful, and to provide the education for women that may not know different things. A lot of women out here, you see, especially curvy women, people may look at them as not fashionable or sloppy and things like that because they don't know, they don't have the access or know things like about the proper body foundation, the proper bra fitting, proper, even style, you know, different style what am I trying to say? Shanice, tell me the different
justice of styling, fashion styling,
exactly.
Wardrobe.
I don't even
styling.
Know that there's like people out there that's helping, you know, curvy women with styling and what to, what's proper to wear for their body styles and things like that. So providing this platform, Curvy Alliance, you know, helps them with that, you know, because a lot of women don't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that all I could do is shop at, you know, Walmart only. I didn't know that there was a Torrid. I didn't know that there was a Ashley Stewart or a Lane Bryant or these other things. You believe it or not, there are women out there that don't know that, or they don't know that there's bras that come in half sizes and they can get foundation custom made. They don't know these things. So I love being able to provide that platform for them. But on the other hand, with my personal business, the branding, I love being able to be that resource and one-stop shop for people that want to start businesses as well.
Well, that's awesome. So congratulations on all your success. You've been here, what, 11 years and counting, so you're doing something right. So continued success. And before you go, tell us your official website and social media pages.
It's bevyan.com. Again, BEVIYAN.com. I'm at Bevyan on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter. And then with my Curvy Alliance, is at Curvy Alliance on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well, and CurvyAlliance.com. So please, please, please visit CurvyAlliance.com and Bevyan.com and reach out to me as soon as possible if there's anything I can help you with. And thank you so much for your time.
Yes, well, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate all that you do, all that you've done to help me with my brand. And again, continued success with everything you have going on.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. I'm just getting over from being sick, and I've just got my voice back. And then on top of that, you know, like I said, I'm kind of shy, so I'm a little nervous, so please forgive me. But I promise you that if you take the time out of your day to go on and check out our platforms, you'll be impressed, and you'll find something that you can benefit from. So you all have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you again, Shanice, for your amazing platform. I'll continue supporting you forever, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. All right. Well, I will definitely talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you again to my fabulous guest, Bevyan Wilson. Make sure you jump on that exclusive deal for the Shanice Lewis Show listeners. It's 72 hours only, so make sure you reach out to Bevyan ASAP. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.